the Springboks will learn the fate of Franco Mostert this week, well, today, and whether or not he will receive a ban for his red card or it will be rescinded. Now, the Boks will face Ireland this weekend and could be without two locks should Mostert be banned. Now, for Springbok assistant coach Mzwandile Stick, he says he wants to see more consistency when it comes to refereeing on the pitch.
After this weekend and everything that I've seen, even the Fiji and the France game, the cleanouts that were there, you know, the Ireland game against Australia, situations that were even worse than what those guys have been suspended for. And then for them, they suspended. But other players will come back and play this week. So surely somewhere, somehow, this is not fair. And I don't think we deserve this as a team. We're doing everything in our powers to make sure that we send the right message when it comes to how we play the game. We play in a good spirit. We'll never talk bad about other teams. We always try to play in a good spirit, and hopefully things can just be between the four lines, you know. So are we treated fairly? I don't think so.
Well, hopefully he doesn't get banned or fined for his comments, because it seems like, yeah, there seems to be a target on a Springbok's back. We stay with rugby. England, Scotland, the Welsh will play the Boks in South Africa in the middle of next year in the inaugural Nations Championship. The competition will be played every second year. It's very exciting. It will see the 12 best countries in the world compete against each other in the existing test windows in July and November. South Africa, New Zealand, Australia, Argentina, Japan, Fiji will represent the South against the Six Nations teams. A four-time winners, Germany, they've booked their place in next year's World Cup in the USA, Canada and Mexico. Julian Nagelsmann's side thrashing Slovakia 6-0 in the last of their Group A match. The Netherlands also qualified for the Global Showpiece after cruising to a 4-0 win over Lithuania. Poland and Slovakia secured their places in the playoffs. The playoff draw will take place on Thursday and we'll see 16 teams competing for four World Cup spots in the games played in March next year. And then this one, Anthony Joshua has vowed to break the internet over Jake Paul's face when he meets the YouTuber turned boxer in Miami on the 19th of December this year. Now the fight will be contested professionally. The British former unified world champion against the influencer who has just won previous fight at heavyweight. Despite all of this and all the limited experience, his manager Nagesa Bandarayan, he says that Paul has the potential to cause the biggest upsets in the history of sport.
Jake Paul is 13 fights in, one amateur fight, but he's been a part of the biggest moments that a boxer could be in. And so Jake has that. He has the confidence, he has the best trainers in the world, and he's got this delusional mindset that